This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. My guest today is someone who has now written 6 books, which I think are going to be of interest to you if you are an English speaker and you're trying to learn Icelandic, or I suppose if you're of any background and you're trying to learn Icelandic. Kristín Gudmundsdóttir is my guest. Leitin at Orðum is the 6th book in the series. Kristín, great to talk. These are easily readable stories in Icelandic, aren't they?
Yeah, this is not long stories, maybe 4 pages or something, and all difficult words and phrases are explained in with references, so it's easier for to people to understand what I'm saying in the books.
And I think it was a friend of yours who gave you the idea for this.
Yeah, she came to Iceland in 95, and I met her in 98, and we've been friends since then. And I went to a course, a writing course, in 2008, and then my imagination went wild, and I started writing, and I have now 9 novels or something like that. So she was talking about that she wanted to learn more in Icelandic, and she was married to an Icelandic man, and told me there was no books in Iceland to read or anything, you know, you had to have to read children's books. Yes. So we just started, and she gave me so many ideas that end up with 12 stories in each story book. My first book is not with references, but the next books we decided to change and have references so people can understand more.
So in this book, which is the new one, there are 12 short stories in here, aren't there?
Yeah.
Where do you get the ideas from?
Well, all over. She gave me some words to... She didn't understand what it was, and I, you know, just seeing an environment, or if somebody doesn't know about something, then I write about it, and I want to know about it also.
Yes.
But you know, if I see maybe words from the paper or something. Then...
So when you started writing this, then some time ago, it was much harder to learn Icelandic than it is now. There were fewer resources around. Now, of course, there are more courses. There are things like RÚV Orð, which allows people to follow along with current affairs stories. What sort of response do you get from readers? What do they tell you about these books?
They are very happy with it, very happy, because they need to understand the writing part also. Not just listening, but we are only 2 in Iceland who is writing books for people of foreign markets. So this is very much needed, and also schools and
And you've been all over the country promoting these and talking to people, haven't you?
Yeah, last year I did that, and I got a good response, and people were very pleased.
So this latest book, Leitin at Orðum, is out now. This is the 6th in the series. Yeah. We've already had a couple of messages from people asking where they can get copies.
Well, from me, only from me, because all the book stores in Iceland, you know, they put so much taxes on it, the book will be too expensive. So I want to have it a little bit cheaper and help people along.
Do you think Icelandic is a difficult language? Because I find it difficult, and I think a lot of people who don't have it as a native language find it difficult. Can you see why there's a need for a book like this?
Yeah, some words in Icelandic can be very difficult, and you can't find it everywhere, and the chances, the nouns changes, and that can be very complicated for the people. And for us, sometimes we can say the words incorrectly. Yeah. And when I was younger, my mother was always correcting me, saying the nice words like that. And this is very needed, yes.
Yes. I was speaking to an Icelandic friend who obviously speaks English very well and speaks Icelandic as a native speaker, and he hadn't thought about, for example, the fact that numbers change, the numbers 1 to 4 change depending how they're used in the sentence. And he said, well, yes, obviously they do, but I'd never thought about it that way, because if you grow up with the language, you don't have to think about all the strange things that we spot.
Yeah, it's very really hard. And also the nouns, the names of the people are changeable, and this all very strange language and very difficult one.
Yes. And do you think then it's a language that a book like this can help people learn, because it takes away the formality, doesn't it? It says, this is how we use the language day to day.
Yeah.
It's not about learning rules, it's about having fun reading a story.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, I'm telling maybe a story about somebody is learning to swim. It's last story I did. And I found out myself, in 1948, you have to learn to swim. There was to start there. Everybody had, in Iceland had to learn to swim. And then I tell people about that also.
Yes.
And I just telling people stories about daily life or some history of Iceland or some still object or some animal. And there's in this book, there's a small birds in Iceland, and everybody in the old times, I think they do it now also. They go out and give them some food. And there's snow now, and it's very hard to find. So it was like at my home, we went out and gave them some food and waited over there and watching them. And that's the excitement, and I'm telling people that also.
Well, we're having our conversation on a day that the thaw is coming. It's starting to rain, so maybe by the time you hear this conversation, all the snow will be gone. But it's interesting what you say about the swimming, because I hadn't realized either that until the middle of the last century, Icelanders didn't really swim. And that's incredible to think about it now, when you've got a swimming pool on every corner, really.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah. Smallest villages, everybody has a swimming pool, and it's very popular.
Yes.
It's like a meeting place for people. Some people get friends from the swimming pool and meet them also, and it's where people go regularly to swimming pools.
And you'll overhear conversations in swimming pools as well, and maybe if you pick up the language, you'll understand what people are saying as well.
Yeah.
Six books so far.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like you're planning to stop anytime soon.
No. I have much more material, and I'm going to keep on going. And I said the office was printing office, well, you don't get rid of me that easily. Well, that's very good, he said. And you know, it will be continuing, and I have many books which I found and have many stories, and
okay.
I still found them.
And there are some lovely illustrations in the book as well. Who does those?
My friend. Her idea was to draw the picture, like just to help the references, not to draw the picture so people can watch and read in the story in the picture. Just a simple illustrations. Who can, you know, I can point out, oh, this is a bakery.
Yes.
This is bakery,
yes,
you can
yes.
see that. And it's just to help out.
And brings it to life, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. And if I have to explain some word, I can point out the picture. That's the first thing.
We're going to put a link up to where people can get the book from you. Leighton Atholdham is book number 6. Just remind us of the titles of the first 5.
There's
too many to remember.
Yeah, Nýjar slóðir, Óvænt ferðalag, Leiðin að nýjum heimi, Birtir að degi, 12 lyklar.
Yes, and that's over a period of how long?
From 2019.
Yeah. Okay, so that's roughly one every year, I guess, and they will continue.
Yeah.
Great to talk to you today. The best of luck with these.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to be interested in getting hold of a copy.
Yeah.
Of this, when might we expect number 7?
Next year.
Next year's
the first. Yes, will be too much for people to have 2 books in a year.
Yes.
I think it's just 1 book in a year, and I give myself some time to do the order.
Just go back to the idea of explaining things about Iceland to people through the books. What would you like to? Have you had an idea about what you'd like to explain next? Is there something strange about the country or unusual about Iceland that you'd like to feature in one of the books, maybe?
Well, I tell you the truth, I actually finished with the book for next year.
You finished it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I finished with 30 books or something like that, so I'm always, you know, looking at them and fixing them or something. And, there will be similar stories, but not the same thing, not the same people, or not the same environment or anything, but it will be different stories and references and everything, so people will learn more.
Yes. Yeah. Well, there's a lot to learn about the country, a lot to learn about the language, and books like this are doing a fantastic job, so thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.
RUV English Radio, I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch with us anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.